What is up, guys? I'm George Massey. It's the George Massey Show. I'm here with my co-host, Juliana Fisher. She is a clairvoyant psychic medium. And we were having this conversation that we would love to share with all of you. So as you guys know, the Carter family, and I'm speaking of Aaron Carter, Nick Carter, and the famous Carter family from the TV show House of Carters, there seems to be a Carter family curse, right? Now, we've seen a lot of people from this family. Oh, my gosh, everyone but one person, right? Has passed away from these extremely talented young people. And I want to ask you, you know, as a clairvoyant psychic medium, do you feel, because, you know, there's the Kennedy curse, you know, where we know that certain families are just cursed with bad luck. Do you feel like there is some sort of dark energy surrounding this family? And if so, why and what is it?
I think everyone say addiction is the main thing that everyone from the Carters passed away, but I think not. I really think there's like a curse. So Bob, the father from Aaron, passed away from a heart attack at a very young age. Leslie passed away. Bobby Jean passed away a few months ago. Aaron passed away, and it's so weird that I have the feeling the whole time, and other family members, I hear that other family members was passing away too a few months ago. So it's so weird. I have the feeling from the beginning that there's like a curse on that family. It's not really addiction. I think maybe addiction is, yeah, it's a really big issue in that family. But I really think that they all addicted because of that curse, what's on the family. This is
really
my opinion. So, yeah.
The addiction is the tool being used by the curse. Because right. I recently found out, you told me that Aaron Carter's mother's brother passed away. Now, since he's not of the fame of the Carter family, we didn't hear about this out in the public, but he actually passed away and he was only in his early 40s, right? Like, that is extremely 40s, young.
I think. I don't know. I hear that he was only like 51, 52, I don't know, but he passed away from addiction too, because he was addicted too. This is crazy.
It really makes you scratch your head. And you recently told me as well that the matriarch, their mother, is suffering from a illness as well. And it has reached stage 4. And I think that is very shocking, you know, yeah. Because at this point, so my question is, do you think everyone in this family is going to be a victim of this curse? Do you think that there will be anyone left? Because at this point, there aren't many people left. Do you think that this curse is taking everyone with it?
Oh my God. I ask this question myself every day because I'm really afraid that maybe other family members could die too. But I'm honest, I don't know. I hope not, but I'm not sure about that.
So maybe. I heard some stuff about Nick collapsing on stage or passing out on stage. Does that scare you? Do you think that this could have something to do with the curse? Because as far as we know, Nick doesn't suffer from addiction to the level of his family. So this could be something unrelated. So how do you feel about that? Are you worried? Do you think that maybe this is the curse coming after him? Because, you know, after his mom, Nick and Angel, there won't be anyone left. Right. And I think it's very scary.
It's so scary. I think Nick was working the whole time further. So he working the whole time when Aaron passed away, when Leslie passed away, then Bobby Jean passed away, and Nick was working the whole time further. And I think now he realized more and more what's going on in his family. And I think that's too much. I think that he really gets a mental breakdown and he cannot deal with that anymore. Or well, it's two. I don't know. Or maybe it's both in one. I don't know.
Well, yeah, I think when his brother Aaron passed and even when Bobby Jean, Nick has always been working and he doesn't take a lot of time off when these things happen. And I think that can't be healthy. You do need to process death, you know, and I think that Nick has always been working since he was a child. And I think that when these things happen to him, work is his coping mechanism. You know, I think when Aaron passed away, he was on tour and he did a show the same day. You know, I think that it says a lot about his, you know, mental health and processing things. And I think when you push things underneath and down as far as you can, only time will tell when it's going to come out. I just worry about this family because this family seems to be cursed no matter what they get success, they get the fame, they have the money, they had everything, and then still they still fall victim to addiction or losing their lives. And it's unexplainable. You know, I get that life is random and we don't know what's going to happen, but these deaths are unexplainable, and it doesn't seem like a normal situation. There's something more going on.
Yeah, it is.